I got a commentary I want to share about that scripture. And look a little bit more about it as we get into the message. And it says this: while secular values like self-promotion and climbing the competitive ladder are not to be translated into the spiritual life that we have, the idea of investing resources for profit is one that we are encouraged to adopt. But in the parable that Jesus says about the three servants receiving money from their master, each of us has received resources from God, which is time, ability, and opportunities. So like the servants in the parable, we can choose, either out of fear or laziness or disinterest, to bury our resources, or we can find a way to put our gifts to work to earn a profitable return. Whether we have five bags of gold or only one, God expects us to invest our lives boldly in His service. And the question for all of us is, have we identified the resources that He has entrusted with us? We call them spiritual gifts, and we all have spiritual gifts. Some of the spiritual gifts are nothing more simple than what you love to do. What Phil does with the little houses is a spiritual gift. He's witnessing through those gifts of building things and doing things like that. So I challenge all of us to identify what God has entrusted in your life as a gift to be used for the furthering of the kingdom. And the kingdom return is something special that we all hang on to, and that's eternal life. So, thank you.